This is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Wearables Technology Show in London, England. I'm with Michael from Mio. Mio have a range of heart range trackers. Michael, do you want to tell us a little bit more about the trackers and what their particular features are?
Yeah, sure. So there are four different models at the moment under the Mio range. The overriding feature is the heart rate tracker. It's an optical sensor built into the back of the wrist, so it picks up blood flow from the capillaries of the skin and then gives you a heart rate readout as a result, basically. So there's no chest strap involved, maximum comfort, but also maximum accuracy. So accurate to within one beat per minute compared to an EKG machine, so we have no concerns on accuracy at all, basically. So the heart rate function is the overriding function, absolutely. They are all Bluetooth compatible, so they link up with various fitness apps and sport apps to become the heart rate monitor for that particular app, or maybe even Garmin bike computers, Garmin sports watches that you don't want to use a chest strap for anymore, essentially. So that's where they have a really, really good working point, basically. They will all do steps, calories, pace and distance counters, all just kind of algorithm based on the watch knowing your age, your height, your weight and your sex, so we can give you a very, very accurate readout of calories and pace, distance and steps, essentially. So that is what all the watches are doing. Mm-hmm. The current models, all available now, ranging from £75 to £120. We have a new version coming out later in the year, which will give you 24/7 continuous heart rate tracking, because the current models you have to turn them on separately, essentially, and just use them for the purpose of your workouts. So that's where the current range sits.
Okay. And are there different ones for different activities? You know.
I mean, the Mio Fuse and the Alpha 2 are your more standalone devices. They have the screen that will give you a full readout of all the steps, calories, pace, distance, and obviously the heart rate and a time, stopwatch and countdown timer. Whereas the Link doesn't have a screen to it at all. So that's more very, very low profile, very skinny band, designed much more so to work in conjunction with fitness apps, Garmin bike computers, second-party devices, basically, as opposed to being too much independently working.
Okay, and you mentioned, so you've got the integration with other apps like Strava and things like that?
Yes, yeah, yes. So Strava, Endomondo, MapMyRun, but also Apple Health apps, Google Health apps. So yeah, quite a lot of cross-compatibility.
Very good. Do you have ones for specific things like cycling or for swimming? Can they detect the different motions of those sports and things like that?
No, so they won't detect the different sports that you're doing, but you can, post-workout, you can put into the app that you were cycling or running or swimming. But really, in terms of heart rate tracking, it's just about measuring the metric of your heart rate. So, and that's just on any increase in activity, whether it be running, cycling, dog walking, a bit of gardening even, so.
Okay, and these are all available now?
All available now, yeah, except for the new model, the Slice, which is due out in the second half of the year.
And where can people buy them from?
So various online retailers, we've worked with, John Lewis and some Dixon stores, and various online retailers, but also independent and multiple running sports cycling shops, essentially, around the country.
Okay. And I gather that, I mean, Mio's probably not a name that some people would know very well, but I gather you have quite a long pedigree in providing some of the electronics for other manufacturers.
Yes, so both TomTom and Garmin have used the Mio tech in some of their sports watches before now and currently using.
Okay, and if people want to know more, do you have a website?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, so it is mioglobal.com is the Mio site. Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much, Michael.
Okay, no problem at all. Thank you.